Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are not to be hearers of the word only, but doers. So faith hears God speak, and faith speaks back to him in prayer. We repeat to God the promises that he has made to us. Learn the scriptures well if you want to pray better. Don't forget what he has said, but ingest it. For it will become part of who you are. His word will mold your thoughts and your words, and your prayers will bubble over from a faith-filled heart. If you only listen and do not pray, then you are like a man who forgets what he looks like. What would you call a child who listens to his father speak and then does not speak back to him? Would this not indicate that there was a problem between the child and the father? That the child did not think the father could help him? So what should we call a Christian who refuses to pray? Faith prays. And faith always prays through the Son. He sat down at the right hand of God to always intercede for you. He alone is the way. In him you have life and resurrection from the dead. In him your prayers ascend to the Father. His death opened up heaven for you. His death opened up the ears of the Father to you. The Father is ready and willing to hear because the blood of Christ clothes your tongue and your lips and your heart. As you cannot enter heaven apart from the Son, so also your prayers will not ascend to heaven apart from the Son. Prayer is tied to faith. Prayer is tied to the salvation Christ has won for you. You can pray because you are saved in Christ. His blood covers you. His death atones for your sin. For this is God's will, that you be saved. That is what Jesus means when he says, "Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." To pray in Jesus' name is to pray according to salvation. He did not say, "Whatever you ask of the Father, he will give it to you." But he said, "Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." God is not your personal genie who gives more money, a longer life, successful kids, or earthly influence. Rather, he's a savior. In Jesus' name is not a phrase that forces God's hand, but it's a confession of faith. Prayer flows from faith in the crucified Lord that he will give to us whatever is good for our salvation. So maybe it's more money, a longer life, successful kids, or earthly influence. Maybe it's none of these things. But we still pray because we believe that Jesus is our Savior and God is our loving Father. And if we suffer some difficulty, it's not because God has forgotten his promise. He delays because granting us our request may not be tied to our salvation in Christ. He sees the big picture. We get caught up in the here and now. In Jesus' name you pray, and in Jesus' name God answers. He alone, Jesus Christ, is the mediator between God and man, suspended between heaven and earth to reconcile you to God. So our dear Father allows sicknesses to linger because he wants to deepen our faith in him and lead us to cry out all the more to him. And perhaps at times, he wants to bring us to heaven in him. Either way, you are confident that all things are given for your salvation, whether prosperity or poverty, health or sickness, life or death. In Jesus, God is a gracious Father who loves you, forgives you, and saves you. So ask for great things and for small things. Ask for eternal things and for earthly things. Ask for important things and for superficial things. Ask for a new car, for more money, for happiness, for contentment, for long life, for justice and morality. Ask for whatever, for laughter and happiness. But ask it all in the name of Jesus, confident that God will give you whatever is for your salvation. As it is strange for a son to not talk to his father. So it is also strange for a son to ask his father a question and then to ignore his answer. So when you speak to God in prayer, know where he answers you. Far too many think that they pray to God and he simply zaps them with the answer. They wake up in the morning and have a feeling and they assume that it must be from God. But God answers you in his word. So we are content with his word. We live by that word, not by our feelings, not by culture, not by experiences, not by our own desires or reason, but solely by his word, rooted in the cross of Christ. All things must work out for our salvation. He came down from the Father and he has returned to the Father. So this is the ultimate answer, the cross. So in Jesus' name we pray, confident that our salvation is secure and nothing can take it away. And the more we hear his word, the more our prayers will be aligned to his salvation. For you will recognize that your joy is not tied to laughter and happiness, riches, success, or peace, morality, or justice, even children and grandchildren. But your joy is tied to the blood of Jesus, which takes away your every sin and makes you pleasing to the Father. And you pray in Jesus' name so that your joy may be found in Jesus. Apart from him, you have no good thing. Notice how all things go through Jesus. The Father loves you in Christ. The Father hears your prayers in Christ. It is a great danger to pray outside of Christ. For some, the Roman Catholics in particular, they pray in the name of saints, not in the name of Jesus. May God keep us from such blasphemy. Our great danger here in American Christianity is to pray in our own name. We approach God because we have been a good person. We assume the Father loves us because we have loved Jesus and we have tried our best. And then we gather other people who are just like us, good and pious Christians, to pray on our behalf and assume that the more that we have, the more God will be willing to answer us. This is sinfully wrong. Unbelievers cannot pray. No matter how beautiful their words or how pious their lives, the Lord does not hear them because they do not have faith. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. And their prayer is built on themselves and not on Christ. So it's no wonder that unbelievers think God did not answer them. It's no wonder that many Christians think that God has not answered their prayer. They are not praying in the name of Jesus, but in the name of themselves. And so they do not know where God answers them. They just want a God who does whatever they ask. They ignore his cross. They ignore his word. They ignore the fact that he is a savior. But you have a God who does whatever you ask in Jesus' name. All will work out for your salvation, and we are joyful in that. He has heard us. He has answered us. The cross is a reality. The resurrection is a historical fact. His help stands before us. His healing touches our lips. In Jesus' name, life is given, our strength rejuvenated, our joy perfected. Much does trouble us. God has heard your every prayer. He knows, and he has answered. When we forget that we pray in Jesus' name, then we forget that the word and the sacraments are the answer. Yes, they're repetitive. Yes, this divine service is the same every single week. But I ask you, has the love of God changed from week to week? Is the cross no longer enough for you? Has a new problem arisen that his cross has not already answered? So among the many changes of life, we find true joys in Jesus. We don't need to know the details of our life, our week, our day. because we know the love of God in Jesus. So we pray in Jesus, and we listen to God's answer in Jesus. For we have but one mediator, one Lord, who's crucified and risen from the dead, one Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.